Hello and welcome to another football podcast with myself, Azad, and we have Jack with us again. Jack, we are going to be speaking about what makes a true fan, a real fan, a real supporter, right? What does it take to be a real supporter of a football club, whether it's in the Premier League, in the K-League, in La Liga? What does it actually take? So I really want to hear your thoughts on this. What do you think?
Well, it's an interesting topic, isn't it? Because it's one that doesn't have a definitive answer. But we're talking, well, we started off discussing this from a Premier League perspective. And you think of these, you know, the biggest teams in the Premier League are now like global brands, you know, they're built up over so many years. And you can go to some of the remotest parts of the world and you can mention the word Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester, to usually refer to Manchester United. You get a couple of City fans lurking around. But basically, these are so well known and people follow them around the world. And you think that's so impressive when you look at how small England is. And again, I'm sorry, I'm just focusing on the Premier League here, that compared to like a Brazil or a USA, England is really small and has created these massive brands. So we're kind of weighing up, are you a bigger fan because you live within a mile of the Emirates? Are you a bigger fan of Arsenal than someone who, you know, gets up at 6 a.m. to watch in Australia? It's an eternal debate and an interesting one, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's very, very subjective when you're looking at what actually, like, it means to the person when they see their team and what time they see their team and, you know, what they get in terms of merchandise is really important as well, right? Some people, they're fully kitted out with with everything.
Of course, people, but also that's a really nice point that, you know, people now save up for years to come and visit London, not to go and visit Big Ben or the London Eye, true, but to go and watch Arsenal or Spurs or Chelsea. And, you know, you even get some watching Palace or Fulham.
Yeah.
Manchester United is like has been a pilgrimage for years and years and years. Yeah. It was probably the kind of instigator of the global brand of a football club being exported out of England. And I go to football games in Old Trafford, and you see, you know, fans from around the world on some like really diabolically bad weather nights. They're not coming to watch Manchester United versus Liverpool. They're coming to watch whatever game has chimed in with their trip and they've managed to get tickets for.
So what actually does make a true fan then? What, in your opinion, Jack, like really nail it down. What does it make, or can you not?
Well, this is when you ask me this question, I enjoyed thinking about it because I don't think, you know, you have those fans who know all the facts and stats about their club, you know, and they've got these incredible memories. I don't think that necessarily makes them the greatest fan. Certainly it's impressive to have all this information bundled away. You know, I've met people who remember the exact goal scorers from Manchester United's treble winning run in 98-99. You can say who scored in game week 33 and they will be able to tell you straight off the bat. What I think it is something that can't really be described, and it's ultimately, will you have a good week if your team loses? That's what I think it boils down to. It's something that can't be manufactured. It is an emotion. It's an emotional attachment, which is built up. It doesn't need to be geographical proximity. You know, I lived in Southeast Asia for a bit, and I used to watch United games at all hours with people who were just as passionate and emotional, sometimes even more, about watching Manchester United than I was. But I think if your team loses on a Saturday and Sunday and you feel crap, sorry for my bad language, for the next few days, uncontrollably, I think that's what makes you a fan. And I think that's what it kind of boils down to.
Yeah, so it's about the passion, how it means so much to you. The weekend is ruined if your team, they lose.
The week is ruined until the next time you play, for sure.
Yeah, it's not just the day, not the hour, but the whole week is ruined. And then you go into work and you have conversations with your colleagues and this kind of stuff. And it really kind of upsets you, but it's kind of banter between you. You're having jokes and this kind of stuff, right?
You know, we have that phrase that we used in England. It lives rent-free in your head. The results do that to me with Manchester United. No matter how much I want to sometimes detach myself away from them, I can't shake it off. They exist in my brain and in my heart.
It really gets to Jack a lot when his team, Manchester United, they lose and they play terribly and he doesn't want to talk about it, but he wants to talk about it.
It happens more often than I want.
So it's not really about buying the jersey, buying the shirt. It's not about going to the stadium. It's not about even waking up late at night. It's just about how it feels, right? The emotions. And that's something you can't quantify.
For sure.
Something you can't really measure.
By all means, by the way, we're not saying don't buy the shirt, don't go to
yeah.
Of course. And I think it should be an objective to want to go and visit the stadium of your team of choice. That's a really nice goal, like for sure. But I don't think if you haven't been, that doesn't make you a bad fan.
Of course.
It doesn't make you any less. And I just think if you have established an attachment and you are, if you're listening now and you understand what I am referring to about that feeling in your gut and that anger when you lose and that frustration and the fact that you are thinking about it when you should be thinking about other things, I think that makes you a proper football fan.
Yeah. And it shows how much you're invested in that team. Like, I watch a lot of football and I don't really care if they win or lose. Not really, right? But when Arsenal play, it's like I'm really invested while I'm watching every single minute and every single second and every single duel that they win or lose and how invested you are in that team. I think that really shows how much you love that team.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? What's your thoughts on this? What makes a true fan, a true supporter? Right? Is it about the passion? Is it more about how much you spend? Is it about the time you wake up to watch to watch your team? Is it about the build-up? Is it the post-match? Is it watching the press conferences? There's so many different points to this. So we'd love to hear your thoughts. Please do check out the content below as well. And we're looking forward to hearing from you very, very soon. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Goodbye.